The UK should keep its nuclear weapons and renew Trident. That's the verdict of the Trident Commission, a cross-party group of senior politicians and experts charged with examining the feasibility of Britain's nuclear arsenal. They've concluded the uncertainty of future threats make the deterrent a necessity, but they disagree on whether the number of submarines could be cut. The former Lib Dem leader, Sir Mingus Campbell, not convinced we need four subs to maintain the deterrent.
There's evidence to suggest that technical advance may allow it to be possible with three boats. It's all about the refitting schedule of the submarines. And there's evidence to suggest that that could well be met by three submarines rather than four. But remember, these final decisions don't have to be taken until after the general election.
But the former Defence Secretary, Sir Malcolm Rifkin, believes the numbers do matter.
Well, it does if you want to be certain that you actually have a submarine available whenever you might need it, 365 days a year, every week of the year, for the next 40 years, which is the life of the Trident submarines.
Well, the Commission's taken 3 years to produce this report, which was conducted under the banner of the British-American Security Information Council. The Council's Paul Ingram compiled the report. I spoke to him a short time ago.
This report, after 3 years of works, comes to the quite nervous conclusion that Britain should retain its nuclear weapons and renew Trident. The reason for that is, despite the fact that the Commission concluded that there were several reasons usually given, such as the need for Britain to have status and the need for a general insurance policy, were actually not valid and were indeed dangerous, they still felt that in the final analysis, there could be scenarios where another state could threaten nuclear blackmail or nuclear attack on Britain. We're looking very far into the distant future, and that's what they concluded.
But doesn't that essentially mean that we are, or you are, recommending keeping this nuclear deterrent as an insurance policy against an uncertain future?
The Commission is keeping a nuclear is recommending keeping a nuclear deterrent not against a general insurance policy, but a specific insurance policy against nuclear blackmail. Now, this gives everyone a very focused debate on whether such a narrow set of potential threats is indeed worth keeping a nuclear deterrent for.
Do you reach a conclusion as regards what precisely that nuclear deterrent should be in terms of warhead numbers, submarines, etc.?
Well, we looked at the systems, and we certainly concluded that there wasn't any alternative system that the Commission thought that was credible enough. But we did think that there was a case for going further down. Britain has been reducing its numbers for some time, and we think that there is a case for reducing further the number of warheads. And there were many commissioners who believed that now was the time to also take the submarines off continuous patrol.
Is cost a factor when a commission like this sits down and looks at the options?
Cost is not the prime factor, but it has inevitably to be a secondary factor, particularly given the current financial environment, which will be going on for the foreseeable future. Trident will be costing anywhere up to £4 billion a year in the 2020s, at a time when threats and the need for a variety of defence equipment and security preparations is quite significant. So I think cost is unavoidable.
So what do you say to people who say that's an obscene amount of money to spend on weapons of mass destruction?
Well, I would agree that it is an obscene amount of money to spend on weapons of mass destruction. But if you believe that these things bring ultimate defence in the ultimate threat scenario, then one would conclude that this is a price worth paying.
Ultimately, the move towards nuclear disarmament seems to have stalled in recent years. Did you look at the arguments for unilateral disarmament?
Well, the Commission felt that unilateral nuclear disarmament would not would not encourage other states down the same path. One of the reasons they felt that continuing to possess a very small, relatively speaking, nuclear arsenal was to ensure that we kept a seat at the negotiating table. Now, whether that's credible or not is a different matter, but it certainly is advantageous to Britain. If if Britain is playing a constructive role, and that's also worth having a debate about. If Britain is playing a constructive role, having it at the table, pressurising the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese to seriously go down towards zero together may be constructive.
Of course, one of the arguments against these nuclear weapons is that it's all technology, it's Cold War technology, ultimately, when the threat that might be levelled against this country now comes from a different source. It might well be domestic terrorism, and ultimately nuclear warheads are not going to reduce that threat.
Nuclear weapons are completely irrelevant to most of the emerging threats that we face today, and the Commission very much acknowledged that. I think that's a very powerful argument for having a significant debate over the next year or two. This Commission was not intended to close the debate. It was very much intended to open it, to look at the lines of debate and try to get rid of some of the more fatuous reasons for possessing nuclear weapons and really focus the debate on the core issues.
Well, that debate, of course, is already underway here in Scotland leading up to the independence referendum. We've got the SNP, who make up the Scottish Government, saying that in the event of a yes vote, they want nuclear weapons to be removed from Scottish soil. Did the Commission look at any of this, the feasibility of moving the weapons and the potential costs there?
Well, frankly speaking, the Commission did not focus on this. This is something that I think needs to be investigated very soon after the referendum, should it go to a yes vote. I think the commissioners would say that they weren't qualified to do a detailed audit into alternatives for the rest of the UK, and there are so many uncertainties surrounding post-referendum negotiations, should it go to a yes vote, that they felt that it wasn't the right time to be putting work into that particular issue.
That's Paul Ingram from the British American Security Information Council.